What is the most disgusting thing you've seen someone do with no shame? I watched a worker at Walmart drop a head of cabbage on the floor and immediately put it back in the produce section in a very crowded store. That happens more than you realize. That's why you always wash your produce.
Exactly. Always.
Right? Wipe their mouth with their scarf. Still makes me gag.
Ew.
It is not a napkin. What are you doing? It,
that's no better than the old man handkerchief.
Yeah, oh, you the
just
hanky.
Keep, yeah, hanky that you just keep putting back in your pocket.
Oh, my grandpa had one of those.
Ooh.
Yeah. Was at Menards, and out in the lumber building, this pig was peeing by his van. He walked past the bathroom at the checkout first to take a whiz by his van.
Okay.
There is something about having a little tinkle outside.
Yeah, but not in a parking lot.
I know.
But by your van.
There are people who just love, some guys love that. They take the opportunity to go and take a leak off their deck, off the back of their house, because they can.
Yeah. I did it one time by the side of my garage. Yeah. I was like, this is great.
It's liberating, Des.
I could see, as I was watching a Lifetime movie over the weekend, Taylor was in our barn, and he was working on a four-wheeler. Not once, but two times did I watch him walk out, step around the side, and just have a light tinkle.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? The house is right here.
Yeah.
It's right here.
Yeah.
Okay, Des, nope. We've heard about you taking a squat too, so come on. Don't make it weird.
Day.
The YMCA parking lot?
That's an emergency.
Okay, and now also, there's just a million excuses.
Side of the road, Highway 61, I did that too. Okay, fine. All right, I take it back.
Grossest thing you've seen someone do with no shame, take their dentures out and suck the food off of them.
Oh,
I used to do that with my Invisalign. Oh, yucky.
Yep. Stick their hand in their butt crack and then straight to the nose for a sniff.
Oh!
That's very animal-like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
So what is it? How fresh am I?
Ooh. The worst is when they do it and then you see them make a funny face. You went, oh.
Uh-oh. Okay, now this is something very different. Most disgusting thing you've seen someone do with no shame. My ex-husband photoshopping his pay slips to avoid paying child support.
You're kidding me.
Photoshop his pay stubs. Look at that.
Gross.
Wow. Saw my father-in-law lick a butter knife, dry it off with a towel, and put it back in the drawer.
No. You never know what's going on at somebody's house.
I used to serve tables, and a server I worked with would eat food out of the bus tubs off people's dirty plates.
Okay, this is going to make me sick.
Think of all the water in those bus tubs.
You know what? That's sad. They were probably hungry.
That is sad.
They
at that
couldn't
point,
afford food.
Just buy them a meal instead of judging.
Oh,
that's sad. You're right. That one is just sad. You don't really think about that part.
It's true, though. I mean, nobody wants to do that.
But just take the plate in the back and pretend you forgot. Don't stick it in the bus tub.
Oh, the next one is so gross. Even I can't read it.
Oh, really?
I'm going to
really?
Move on.
Oh.
I'm having to pre-read each one of these as we go. Okay. In junior high, saw my best friend's mom wipe up a doggy oopsers on the kitchen floor with a dish rag.
No.
And proceed to throw it back in the kitchen sink with dishes.
No!
And this is why I always say you never eat food at someone else's house unless you completely know them and trust them.
Oh, no.
Right?
You're so right.
My ex stole over $10,000 from an elderly lady that she was caring for. No remorse. Needless to say, no longer a friend.
Yeah. Oh. The sad part about that one is it happens way more than you think.
Mm-hmm.
Just people stealing from the elderly, which is just so sad.
Yep.
Saw a couple having unicorn in the pool of a very nice hotel in Kauai.
Why won't they leave each other's side? No, it's fine. They're good.
Oh, whoopsies.
You just get so excited, Des.
Oh, jeez.
So excited. I was at a bar and went to use the ladies' restroom. The line was long and there was women sitting on the bathroom sink doing their business.
Hmm?
They just couldn't wait, apparently, so they flopped up on the sink and let her buck.
Flopped up.
Ew. It's very bridesmaids of you.
Very. Look away.
Look away.
Look away.
Oh, God, no.
Okay, one more. I pulled up next to a van on a freeway ramp, looked over at the driver who had a barefoot up to his nose, smelling it.
Oh, my God. The only person I know that flexible is Ryan.
Thank you.
He can get his toes to his nose, too.
Sure can. Toes to the nose. All right, we'll end there.